Contemplating today's Gospel, Liturgical Day, Solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. The Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the Gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. Commentary by Fray Luik Torquell, monk of Santa Maria de Poblet in Tarragona, Spain. The Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. Today, in this solemnity, what is being offered to us is a word of salvation, as we have never, ever been able to imagine before. Our Lord Jesus has not only resurrected, defeating death and sin, but he has also been taken up into the glory of God. This is why the path of return to the Father, that path we had lost, and that opens up to us in the mystery of Christmas, has been today irrevocably offered to us, after Christ offered himself entirely to the Father on the cross. Offered? Yes, offered. Because the Lord Jesus Christ, before being taken up into heaven, has sent his beloved disciples, the apostles, forth to invite all men to believe in him, so that they can reach where he is, go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. The salvation we are finally given consists in living God's life, as St. John mentions in his Gospel. Now this is eternal life, that they should know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. But whatever is given with love must be accepted in love to be received as a gift. Therefore, Jesus Christ, whom we have never seen, wants us to offer him our love through our faith, which we receive by listening to his ministers, whom we can indeed see and listen to. St. Augustine said, "We believe in him whom we have not seen. Those who have seen him have announced him. He who has promised is faithful and never fails. Boost your confidence and await his promise. Keep your faith strong. If faith is an offer of love for Jesus Christ, to keep it and make it grow will also increase our charity within us. Let us therefore offer our faith to the Lord."